This is what Singing Frog's farm sounds like. Bees, chickens, ducks, and a llama. If you can get him to say anything.
Say hi. Give her a kiss. No?
Oh, you wanted daddy.
But one thing is missing. The sound of machines. Out in West Sebastopol, Paul and Elizabeth Kaiser have developed an unusual way of growing vegetables. They do not plow the soil, they use no sprays, and their crops are germinated in a nursery before being transferred into the ground.
Our no-till style is entirely unique. Certainly, we've borrowed heavily from permaculture, we've borrowed from biodynamics, we've borrowed from agroforestry, borrowed from organic agriculture, but we've taken sort of the best of each of those and combined them into a system that works really exquisitely and beautifully here on our farm.
The Kaisers met while in the Peace Corps in Africa. When starting their own farm, they wanted a business that was not just environmentally and economically sustainable, but bountiful. They harvest 52 weeks a year, have 4 full-time, year-round employees. They sell direct at farmers markets, to restaurants, and to families who are part of their farm share program. And on a per-acre basis, they are far more profitable than average farms.
We're producing about $65,000 to $70,000 of revenue per acre per year in vegetable production. Certainly, our labor inputs are higher than most farms, but in the end, what it comes down to is that our profit per acre per year is higher than most farms' revenue per acre per year.
The Kaisers say the potential of no-till agriculture is in its ability to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. No-till, they say, is exactly what the world needs.
Of all the ways as humans that we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, agriculture has been shown to be by far the cheapest and most effective way. 89% of the mitigation potential in agriculture to reduce greenhouse gases is through better soil management. And better soil management means no tilling. What happens is as you are opening up the soil, you are releasing nitrogen and carbon into the atmosphere, creating nitrous oxide and carbon dioxide, the two most potent greenhouse gases.
No-till farming is ultimately very good for soil.
Kate Scow is a microbial ecologist at UC Davis.
If you're constantly turning soil over, there's going to be disruption of the below-ground biological communities that provide structure to soil and link up plants to one another, link up plants to nutrients.
Tilling the soil increases erosion problems, says Scow, reduces the ability of the soil to hold water and depletes the ground of nutrients. And with more nutrients in the soil, says Elizabeth, fruit and vegetables taste better.
And we hear this over and over again. The strawberry, I've never tasted a strawberry like this. That's because the nutrients are in the soil, they're going into the fruit, and you are consuming it.
The Kaisers are eager to spread the word about no-till farming, but they've had some disappointments. Established farmers are resistant to upend their traditional practices.
Most of our success has been working with people that are getting ready to start their own farm.
Singing Frogs may, Paul hopes, be a model for the future.
They look at it and say, it's just more beautiful in every way possible. It's more productive. It's going to actually pay my bills. Young farmers are thrilled by what we're doing here, and they are adopting it very readily.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venter.